Code Red, Google Gemini AI brands Republican senators hate speech violators, also smears J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio. By Winton Hall on March 17, 2026. Google's Gemini AI platform smears seven sitting Republican senators, Vice President J.D. Vance, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio by stating they have violated its hate speech policies, but found zero Democrats guilty of the same. The alarming revelation underscores the serious problem of woke AI's political bias against conservatives, the depth and severity of which I demonstrate in my new book, Code Red, The Left, The Right, China, and The Race to Control AI, HarperCollins. Using Google Gemini Pro's deep research setting, I asked the AI chatbot the following, based on your hate speech policies. Assess the statements of the current 100 U.S. senators and list the names and party affiliations of those senators who have made statements that violate your hate speech policies. Gemini generated a comprehensive report, first covered by Fox News, totaling over 3,400 words in length titled, Analytical Assessment of Congressional Rhetoric, Evaluating U.S. Senatorial Discourse Against Algorithmic Hate Speech Safety Standards. Despite Google receiving billions of dollars in federal multi-year contracts, and despite President Donald Trump's 2025 AI action plan stating that AI systems must be free from ideological bias in order to receive lucrative federal procurement contracts, Gemini AI declared that the following seven Republican senators, Vice President J.D. Vance, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio are guilty of violating Gemini's hate speech policies. The nine prominent Republicans that have been declared guilty of hate speech by Google, and the AI's alleged reasoning for its verdict are below. Senator Tommy Tuberville, RL, defended white nationalists as Americans and consistently utilizes invasion rhetoric to describe immigration, which facilitates identity-based intimidation. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, characterized transgender identity as a harmful cultural influence and has used woke as a derogatory slur against protected groups. Josh Hawley, RMO, employed QAnon influence tropes to accuse judicial nominees of supporting child predators and characterized LGBTQ+ legal protections as the end of the conservative legal movement. Tom Cotton, RR, targeted gay rights and diversity initiatives as misplaced priorities and co-sponsored legislation to exclude transgender students from sports. J.D. Vance, R., promoted rhetoric targeting gender-diverse individuals and utilized inflammatory tropes regarding childless individuals in leadership. Marco Rubio, R., labeled pride symbols as prohibited ideology and ordered their removal from public view to minimize the visibility of a protected group. Bill Hegarty, RTN, consistently employs rhetoric and voting patterns that oppose legal protections for same-sex marriage based on exclusionary traditional values. Rick Scott, RFL, endorsed legislative narratives that utilize invasion and demographic threat tropes to target immigrant communities. Cindy Hyde-Smith, RMS, has a history of public comments regarding racial violence and voting suppression that facilitate an environment of racial intimidation. In addition to erroneously considering J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio current senators, Gemini's chain of reasoning language and listed sources demonstrate that Google's AI utilized far-left sources including Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, GLAAD, Wikipedia, Human Rights Watch, HRW. Gemini also summarized its deep research by declaring that its analysis had identified a significant trend where political discourse crosses into prohibited territory by utilizing invasion tropes, dehumanizing identity-based groups as malignant influences, and employing conspiracy influence tropes to delegitimize protected individuals. Google's Gemini AI is no stranger to controversy. The company debuted the Gemini image creator in February 2024 with a woke progressive bias so extreme that it became a laughingstock for generating absurd images such as female popes, black Vikings, and race-swapped founding fathers. The ultra-woke Gemini launch erased an astounding $90 billion of Google's value on the stock market. More recently, another Google AI model known as Gemma AI accused Senator Marsha Blackburn of sexual assault. In a letter to Google CEO Sundar Pichai, Blackburn criticized Google's approach to AI, writing, A publicly accessible tool that invents false criminal allegations about a sitting U.S. senator represents a catastrophic failure of oversight and ethical responsibility. Now, Google's flagship AI platform has accused BlackBerry of hate speech violations, showing that not much has changed under the hood. As I explain in the opening chapter of Code Red, Wired for Woke, AI's Hidden Persuasion, numerous academic studies have confirmed that most large language models, LLMs, generate responses with left-of-center political viewpoints. Through a blend of politically biased training data, safety layers, moderation filters, and reinforcement learning from human feedback, RLHF, Silicon Valley's AI architects build generative AI systems that reflect big tech's left-leaning political bias. Gemini will soon be expanding the reach of its politically biased AI to iPhones everywhere. Indeed, Google has struck a deal with Apple to bake Gemini into the iPhone maker's voice assistant, Siri. Wynton Hall is the social media director for Breitbart News and the author of the new book, published today, Code Red, The Left, The Right, China, and The Race to Control AI, HarperCollins. A distinguished fellow at the Government Accountability Institute, GAI, and former visiting fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Institution, Hall has authored or co-authored 27 books, including several New York Times bestsellers, for world leaders, celebrities, and tech moguls.